fucking up.
Hey, everybody. What the fuck episode number is this?
17.
17? I edit this shit and I have no fucking idea, dude. I'm just so goddamn busy all the time. I can never keep up with this shit. But goddamn it, does it feel good to be back after 6 days of not doing it. I was so excited about last episode. We got a lot of positive feedback from people.
Yep.
Always awesome to hear that. It doesn't matter if they're shit bags, if they suck, they're not funny, which that didn't really happen. Everybody that we heard back from, awesome people, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if they appreciate what we do,
yeah,
they've got to be pretty fucking great.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
For
to
sure.
To be able to fucking put up with our horse shit and be like, you know what? This is actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like these guys.
Yeah, I could hang out with these fucking guys. No, you couldn't.
No.
Trust me, it's not easy. That's why we're our only friends.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
That's why we do this, because we don't have very many friends.
No.
And then cue sad music, and like Davey 504 put like raindrops on the screen.
Yeah, please.
And us just like looking bummed out and sad.
Yeah. Do you know what's kind of crazy right now?
Or all of our friends are dead or in prison, so yeah. Fuck you guys for judging us.
You know what's ridiculous right now? Huh. Like, I felt totally comfortable with this thing since I got it.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I don't know
what the fuck
to do with my hands.
Yeah, it was a weird switch because I went from being on stage to having a mic stand that I could hold and holding a microphone at any other point to going to this where it's just a microphone sitting in front of me and then I'm meant to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Without doing anything. Because even like, but then again, because I have Italian blood, I think this is part of it. This is a stereotype that is true. Italian people talk a lot with their hands. They do a lot of these types of gestures. It's kind of like sentence enhancers, like how the episode of SpongeBob, they were using sentence enhancers, but it was actually, they were just saying like bitch and motherfucker, which was
classic.
It was the dolphin noises and shit. That was such a good episode. Dude, for real, I know we talk about SpongeBob too much for grown men.
Yeah.
But for real, that show was so good. And I really wish it's still on, right?
Yeah, it's like somebody else now, I think.
Well, I mean, Steven Hillenburg or whatever his name was, he just created the show.
Right.
He wasn't like the voice. Like Tom Kenny was the voice of SpongeBob. And as long as you have him and Squidward and all them to do the fucking voices, it's going to be the same shit. Plus, you probably have all the same writers.
I don't think
any of them got ALS. But... I just haven't had cable in so fucking long, and that's one of the things I for real miss is SpongeBob.
It's on there. So I think it's on Hulu, isn't it, or something? It's on some freaking streaming platform, but
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I know you can go on YouTube at any given time, and there's like a live 24/7 SpongeBob channel.
What?
Which I've totally put it on there. I mean, I use the excuse that my 2-year-old's watching it.
It's you, dude.
But I'm sitting there like giggling to myself watching SpongeBob do shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's partially me, but anyway, this is 2 days after Thanksgiving when this is being recorded. So Thanksgiving had just passed, and it's also the first Thanksgiving during a pandemic pretty much in any generation that's alive right now. I mean, I don't think there's ever been another legit pandemic. Obviously, we had H1N1 and Ebola and all that shit, but nothing where everything got shut the fuck down. So
yeah,
this is like the most hardcore it's ever been.
Was that shit serious about how like if in certain states there's like you can't have more than 10 to 12 people in your fucking house?
Yeah, I think places like New York and more densely populated areas, especially New York, because people live in apartments, majority in the city, there's really nothing else to do. You live right next to people, on top of people. You can't walk out your door without being fucking 20 feet away from people. Like my friend lives out there, and I saw a picture of her apartment when she first moved there, and it looked like my kitchen.
Okay.
That was her whole fucking place.
Fuck.
And then right outside that door was another door where a person was in a room the same size.
Yeah,
so it's like you're 6 feet away when you walk out your door.
A cell block.
For real, it's like being in fucking county jail. It's fucking crazy.
That's ridiculous.
But so as far as the pandemic is concerned, did it change anything about Thanksgiving for you personally?
No, I mean, it would have just been me and my it would have just been me and my mom and my kids anyways, because everyone else is in California.
Yeah, pretty much the same for me.
I mean, my niece was here because she's helping take care of my mom after her knee surgery and shit. But other than that, no, it's just us. We don't do anything big. We just cooked for all of us, and that was that.
Yeah, because really, as far as I remember, like, my whole life, I lived in California for the majority of it, and we would always just go to my grandmother's house, and then it would be, like, my uncle, my mom, my parents, you know, my brothers and stuff like that. But now it's one of my brothers is kind of like, he's just vanished. He's in Florida somewhere. Yeah. Then my brother lives in Vegas, and he has his own, you know, he has a child and a wife, and I think he goes to Thanksgiving with his wife's parents because they live out there as well. So it was really just my grandparents out here.
Yeah.
And my grandpa is sick right now. We don't know if he has COVID or what's going on, but he was experiencing symptoms. So they were kind of just like, let's just treat it like he's got the worst thing. That way we're giving him the best possible care. Because right. He's on hospice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, if you're on hospice, things aren't going good, which sucks. But, I mean, it literally didn't change much, because it kind of would be like that anyway. He's fucking super old, and nobody travels all the way out. Like, I never understood that. People drive like 6 hours to someone's house to eat lunch.
Yeah.
And then
just to eat.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to drive from San Luis Obispo to Hesperia, California.
Dude, growing up, like, in California, because my mom's, like, sisters, there's like,
17 of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. There's like 6 or 7 of them. Six. Or I think there's 5 sisters and 2 brothers.
Goddamn.
But we would always meet up at one of my aunt's house and just cook for everybody. So, like, I don't know, going from that to how it is now, I mean, I don't know. It's not
that. But that kind of happened all before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, really, it's kind of been like a Thanksgiving has kind of been dissolving for over the course of my generation. Like, the family values thing, is it that families are getting less and less connected as social media becomes more and more prevalent in society?
See, that's something I was just thinking about. But now it's like with my mom, she was doing all day was FaceTiming her freaking family. Like, oh, what are you guys doing? We're eating. She's like, me too. Like, yeah. What?
We would be doing the same shit if you were here, except, you know, you'd have to drive really far, and that's really the only thing that fucking changed. So I don't even think the pandemic did much of this.
No, like,
it was social media and the ease of technology now.
My sister lives up in Northern California, so she's like 12 fucking hours away, dude.
Yeah, Northern California, it's a day to drive. Yeah,
and there's just, fuck, I don't even know. They wouldn't have even been able to make it out here, but...
And there'd be really no fucking reason.
No.
Because it's not like there's anything great to do here when it's not a pandemic.
Yeah.
But now that there's a pandemic, there's really fucking nothing to do because everybody changed their hours. But as far as the city goes, we didn't really shut down.
No, that's...
Like, a lot of places, they shut the fuck down. We've been open. Like, when Lewis came out here, he was like, they put up signs that said, you can wear a mask, but masks aren't required because there's no city mandate. So they're like, people think it's like, oh, people in Arizona are fucking crazy. Like, we're not crazy. The state just doesn't force us to wear the masks. And a lot of us do it anyway.
Yeah,
I do it.
I go
into a store, I wear a fucking mask because...
Like, it's become a fucking habit now, bro.
For
like,
real. You know, I got to grab a fucking mask.
Well, no, you know how, like, when you have your fucking sunglasses on your forehead because you wear them all the time and you forget and you're like, oh, shit. Sometimes I'll fucking, it's just like that. It's just that fucking,
muscle memory, basically.
Yeah, it's just
putting a mask on. Yeah.
Because usually if you have your glasses, you're like, I'll put these on really quick. And they're always on your fucking head. But
And it never really bothered me that much.
No.
But... My one, like, what I'm wondering is it going to change anything for kids, like, for Christmas? Like, is there a supply and demand issue? Like, can Walmart and everybody, because I know they're not doing Black Friday normal. So they've been having Black Friday sales online for like the last 2 weeks, and a lot of people didn't know about it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the shit's sold out.
That's how I got my laptop. I got so lucky. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Fucking $170 or some shit instead of $400.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah.
I don't know if anything's really going to be that much different out here. It'll probably be different out on the East Coast and in California.
Oh, for sure.
Bigger cities and
yeah, they
shit
have
like
a, I guess they have mandated like curfews and shit. Like 8 o'clock. If you're out past 8, you're fucking
that's crazy.
Getting a fine.
Because there's people out here, they're going to the bar.
Yeah.
Until 2 a.m. Like I'll see people posting stories on Instagram that I know, and they're just coming back from the bar at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if people from California, New York see this, they're just going to be like, man, I remember like when when I had a life and stuff like that. Like Brandon brought up a good point. All these people that are talking about my right to, you know, to do what I want and not wear a mask because it's my right to choose and all this shit. And it's like, yes, you have these rights, but you also have responsibilities to be a good person and responsibilities for to other people.
Basically,
like when you're driving, you can't just smash into whoever the fuck you want.
Basically, I would hope you have morals.
That's what it is.
You know
what
I mean?
You have to have some sort of moral compass.
Yeah.
To want to take on the responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, well, okay, maybe it's kind of shitty to have to put a mask on. Like, yeah, whatever. It kind of it's makes it a little hard to breathe sometimes.
It's not even an issue though. Like
no, it's not.
These people who are fucking like
to cause an issue over it. Is straight bitch shit.
Like, the people who fucking complain about putting on a mask, it's like, dude, you don't even have it hard. Have you seen these fucking doctors who have to wear, like, multiple fucking layers and have to work, what, 12-hour fucking
and
shifts?
They got the fucking the
visors,
hood, yeah.
Like, 5 of these fucking things on their face. Yeah. And you have to do just this really quick to go inside and then come out, and it's like...
And you can take it off.
You're done.
Yeah. And
what
it's,
the fuck?
And it's not about you. It's about the people that could die.
Yeah.
Because obviously... I got COVID. I'm here. I don't feel any symptoms anymore. It's over with. But if I were 90 and I had fucking hypertension, I might not have survived.
I wonder. Remember when I was just popping fucking cough drops when we were working on the roof that one time?
From when Chassis got sick.
Yeah. I wonder if that might have just been a very mild case of it. Because
it could be.
The first few days, yeah, it was horrible. But like... Maybe I'd already gotten the fucking, what's it called?
Antibodies.
The antibodies for it. But like by the time you got sick, so I was like.
Yeah, it's
that's something I've just started thinking about.
I thought about that as well because my wife didn't get it and you didn't get it.
Yeah.
And you were the two people that I was around.
Right.
My wife and my kid were both sick before and so were you. So that's why I was thinking I caught it from her. I didn't get it from you though somehow.
No.
Because I got sick as fuck. When she got sick, like before she was finished, I was starting to get real shitty. Mm. And then all the people that are saying it's fake to fuck Donald Trump over or whatever, you think Italy and England and all these places are going along with it?
Yeah. Or
that's the one part of it that makes no sense at all.
What about fucking New York when all those bodies were in the streets, bro? Just from fucking whatever. Bro, I'm a conspiracy theorist just like everybody who thinks it's fake. But, like, I don't think it's fucking fake. I was in jail when this fucking shit was happening. I remember when a cruise ship got locked down and they were like, oh, COVID-19, a new fucking virus. I'm like, oh, that's fucking crazy. Then I go to rehab and they're like, yeah, we got there's a fucking state of emergency. Everyone has to shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
Nobody can leave. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, this shit's real right now.
And when my friend went in, he was in jail, and they were quarantining people, and a bunch of people had COVID inside the fucking jail, and they were just trapped.
Sued.
Lawyers were calling the bat phone.
For
sure. Because family members were contacting lawyers, and the lawyers were calling because they were like, this is fucking money. We can get a percentage of this shit. I'll do this pro bono. We'll sue the fucking city because they didn't do their job in keeping these fucking pieces of shit out of here with COVID. Because how hard is it when a person comes in, you go, okay, well, you have to lock down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they let some people get through that without doing it. And they just so happen to have COVID. Like, what the fuck?
That's like at the, when I was in rehab and shit, there were fucking temperature checks, everything, right? And, but before, like, there was the people coming from detox and shit. Mm. You had to have been there usually when you go to a detox, you're there for like a little over a week or some shit. Like,
yeah, at least.
Just to get through it and then get to your fucking, get to a bed once it's free. Yeah. But there they were like, you need to be there at least 2 weeks. You need to be been fucking getting your shit checked. And by the time you get back, they fucking quarantined the people upstairs by themselves for a little while. All right, you're good. This is going to be your new room. You're good now.
Yeah, see, like, that's the way that it should have gone. That's the yeah. safe way to get things done. Because they say when you get it, you're supposed to go back to your home and then quarantine in your home to isolate away from yeah. the people you live with. Then the last 4 days, you can be out of your room but still not leave your house. And then yeah. after the 14 days is complete, you should be good, but you have to go get a test. The health department is supposed to call you. They never do that. So if you were ever told, hey, just wait till the health department calls you, you'll die waiting. Trust me. You'll lose your fucking job. You'll be fucking toast before they call your fucking name. Because that's what my mom told me. She had friends that at hospice that got COVID, and they waited fucking weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's been now 5 months, and they still have never received a call from the health department.
And, like, kind of bouncing back off of what you were saying, like, the people who think it's fake, these people think it's fake because there's been, like, reports that, like, the people who have died during COVID, they're like, well, this, they're saying that this guy died from other things, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, COVID it was. See how serious it is?
That's definitely a thing, and it's yeah. because the hospitals were getting like $12,000 or something like that. That's what the word is.
And I'm guessing that's what the fuck they're thinking. I don't think it's fucking fake, dude. Like, that's well, one. Yeah. It's ridiculous,
I mean,
to think.
I had it. It sucked. So I believe it, obviously. Yeah. Because they were like, you've got it. And I'm like, makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
checks
that
out.
Fucking totally checks out. But yeah, enough about COVID. That shit's nonsense.
Shit's fake. So
there was something I was thinking about, like, that I thought would be an interesting topic. Girls, like, okay, so we've never really been, I mean, I've been all over the country and stuff, but a lot of it was before when I was really young.
Yeah.
And Juan's never really been outside of the state too much.
Just been from California to Vegas, or like just Vegas, pretty
yeah,
much,
so
in Nevada.
That's not much.
Arizona and then Mexico.
So then there's different, the accents from around the country and then accents from around the world.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is like the most attractive accent on a girl?
Hmm.
Like to hear a girl talk, like obviously not Boston.
Like, are you saying, like, okay, they're from that certain country, right? And they're trying to speak English?
Yeah. Their accent.
Okay, so.
Their American accent.
I thought about this.
When they speak English, the accent that they have.
Probably like a French girl, bro, for sure. Just because it probably sounds so cute.
It is, yeah. I can't think of any, like, famous people that are French that speak like that. But I know I've heard it.
Yeah.
Italian's also kind of nice sometimes.
Oh yeah.
I think British is obviously super hot.
For sure.
Australian can get kind of weird.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wonky for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Boston of England. It's like England and Boston had a kid. That's Australia.
Yeah.
And so it sounds funny on a dude, like talking to an Australian guy is so fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Cuz everything they say sounds fucking great. I used to pretend I was from Australia and go into fucking like gas stations and shit, and I would trick a lot of people. They'd be like, oh, where are you from? I'd be like, I can't even remember how the fuck I did the accent because I was usually hammered when I did it. But so those are good, but for women, I don't know so much because I don't know, it's just, it reminds me too much of Boston. And I lived in New Hampshire for a number of years, and that shit, it does not sound good because it just sounds like, it makes me think of a dude when I hear a person be like, nah, fuck you, bro. You fucking finookie kid. What the fuck, dude? That type of shit. I'm just like, oh my God. Like in Ted, when Ted explains fucking a girl from Boston,
Hada.
Oh, I'm going to go stuff my fucking face with Pepperidge Farms. That is legit what they sound like.
Yeah.
Not the raspiness of it, but just the open vowel sound of it just sounds weird. Southern can be cool, like Tennessee. Ooh,
like a Southern chick?
Ooh. Yeah, Georgia.
That'd be kind
of
hot.
That type of shit. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
And then there's like the West Coast that for us doesn't sound like an accent.
No.
Because there's nothing you can point out that they say different. It's like if you read it phonetically, we're saying that fucking word.
Maybe like, you know, like surfer chicks and shit, like surfer dudes and all that.
Valley girls.
Yeah. Like that's
rough.
Yeah.
The West Coast. That's like the one that everybody in New York, when you say you're from California, they're like, you don't sound like you're from California. And I go, what does that sound like?
It's like, yeah, because I speak proper English.
Oh,
saw dude.
Yeah. Like everybody talks like the saw dude guy.
Yeah.
And it's not true. Like nobody. It's so fucking rare. But even Corinne from Without a Country talks like she's from the fucking Valley. Yeah.
What about like Trisha from fucking.
Trisha.
Oh my God.
But she's from Cali, isn't she?
Yeah, I think. I don't know where she's from, but that's where she lives. So I'm sure that's.
So that is a specific accent, but I feel like it's forced. Like you don't come out talking like that because you meet one of those people's parents and they're just like, hello, how are you doing? And then this kid's like, sawed, fucking bro, dude.
Whoa.
They all laugh like that. They all have curly hair that's like froed over their fucking eyes now.
Yeah.
They have pastel colored lime green fucking short shorts.
It's like the Edgar haircut for Mexicans.
Dude, it's so fucking weird that if that shit existed in the 90s when I was in fucking elementary school, that kid would have never heard the end of that shit. And we had some dildo ass haircuts back then, dude. Like just the straight part to the side, bowl cuts galore.
Bet.
Rat tails in early 90s. That shit was in, dude.
Dude, a lot of fucking, like a lot of, like in the Mexican culture, we're different in California, right? Arizona, sure. They're kind of, how do I say, like, from what I've seen, they act a little bit more like African Americans a little bit.
Oh,
kind
yeah.
of like just yeah. in the shit they listen to, the way they dress, the way they act, and like
because California and shit, they dress like cowboys. They wear like flannel shirts and jeans and boots, and that's like the fucking, that's the style.
But
of
like
the
I've
Mexicans
seen
out
like
there.
The dudes from New Mexico and shit, I've met a couple of them, all rat tails.
Because that's a Native American thing.
I don't know what the fuck.
That's a straight up Native American thing. And it also, when I was a kid, rat tails was a Mexican thing. But you wouldn't really see too many Mexicans with mullets. But that was also another big white thing.
Shit's hard
everywhere though. In the late 80s, early 90s.
Got that Theo Von special?
Yeah, dude. The Theo Von and now the Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Depending on the color of your hair and the length.
And Brendan Schaub now.
Is Brendan Schaub rocking a mullet?
I think so. I saw a picture of him with
one.
Come
on, Brendan. Although I do very much appreciate what Brendan is trying to do.
Oh, for
Jason
sure,
Ellis.
Bro. Yeah. I watched that live. That shit was kind of bummed me out.
Oh,
like,
for
what
sure.
What the fuck?
Very, very sad. We heard that Jason Ellis got fired from Sirius about 4 or 5 days ago. And goddamn, after what, 10, 12 years?
Yeah,
like
dude.
That, it's been so long.
So many people have just been like, yeah, I want to cancel my shit.
Yeah, I had, when he was on Faction, I had Sirius for a little bit, and that was really the only thing I listened to. Is if Jason Ellis' show was on, I'd listen to that.
I think the podcasting, like, just podcasting like everyone else, like, it's going to do him justice,
bro. I feel like he just doesn't quite understand how big of a deal podcasting actually is. Because, like, everybody was saying it. They were like, just go on Rogan. That was my comment. Before I looked at anything, I was like, go on Rogan. Explain the situation, talk to him for 6 hours, you know, put that shit out there, tell him, hey, this is when the fucking podcast is going to start. It's going to be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all these different, listening platforms, and put it up on YouTube. He's got money to get a great fucking studio set up. Like Bobby Lee does it out of his garage. I do it out of my garage and I have no money. I somehow scrape things together to put together decent working shit.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I finally got a good camera coming. I've got good lighting coming. So shit's going to change a little bit. just for the better. The quality is going to get a little bit better. But fucking for real, Jason Ellis, he before the Joe Rogan Experience, Jason Ellis was fucking huge.
Yeah.
He was a huge deal from X Games and then going into like being a pro skater and then going into Sirius XM. He blew the fuck up. And now it's all of those people who didn't have Sirius can now listen to Jason Ellis and become a fan. Because I couldn't believe how many people I mentioned Jason Ellis to, and they were like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how do you not know? If you're my age and you don't know who Jason Ellis was and you ever looked at a skateboard, you have to know who the fuck Jason Ellis is. But anyway, we got severely off the rails. When we were talking about like different areas, so there's slang terms all over the country, obviously, that are different. And there's a couple of good ones from New Hampshire and Boston. Like there's Fanuki, which basically means fag dode. Dude is on there. It's tagged in the word Fanuki. Fun is fag, and then nookie is dode. It's like D apostrophe S U D, dude, dude, like that. That's how you have to say it. But they also, there's these phrases that I ran into a couple times that I was like, what in the fuck does that mean? And then I break it down. So one of them was, say this person has a thing and then another person has that same thing. A normal person would look at this and go, he has that and so does he, right?
Right.
What they say is, he has that and so doesn't he.
Yes, which, he does though.
When you break it down, that's a contraction meaning does not. So I was like, does this sound right to you? He has that and so does not he. And they go, well, no, but so doesn't he. He doesn't he have it too?
I don't like
what the fuck? That's not what's no, being said though.
I don't
You're
fucking
saying,
like it.
So does not he, motherfucker. Break it down to what it actually means. Don't be a bitch. Just because you grew up learning the wrong thing doesn't mean you're stupid, okay? It means that you learned the wrong thing.
Yeah, read a fucking book.
Change your mind. Say the right shit now. And they would never back down on this. It is so doesn't he. It's in the Bible. God damn it. That's it. So doesn't he. Wrong. It is not so doesn't he. But, and then there's the other thing is they add R's. So they take the R out of the middle of the word. And then if the word ends with an A and then another word is following it, they will add that R on the back of that word. If you listen
That's
to
so
the song
fucking weird.
Champagne Supernova by Oasis.
Yeah.
90s kids. Champagne Supernova. So if you listen to the chorus, he says, Champagne Supernova, Champagne Supernova in the sky. He says Champagne Supernova in the sky. If there's a word after the A, they add the R to bridge themselves into the next word. So Boston and New Hampshire, the people with those accents, took that obviously from England. That's why it's New England. They took a lot of their bullshit from there. And then just now they just mispronounce a whole bunch of shit. Like there was that Louis C.K. bit.
That's fucking horrible.
Where the teacher said, my daughter's retarded. She better be fucking retarded. I'm going to shove her back up in my vagina. And then he's like, I always thought a vagina was a thing, like a machine that you vagine things with. It's a vagina.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
vagine
yeah.
my driveway.
Real yeah, quick. Yeah.
Hilarious. But there's the slang terms in other places are so fucking hilarious.
Dude, like in Spanish, when like my dad used to get mad at me and he'd be like, vete la verga. Like, go to the penis. Like,
go to the penis.
Like, what? No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, there's the Spanish has so much weird shit in it.
It's fucking like, weird.
Just saying a la verga
yeah.
is like, oh, that's awesome. Or yeah. like, right on. But it yeah. actually means the dick.
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay, sir.
How the fuck does that mean right on or okay and also the dick?
Yeah, it's super weird.
And then what was it? Marshmallows in
oh, yeah.
Spanish.
Pelos de monja. That's the farts of a nun.
Yeah.
That's
farts like of a nun.
Technically in English, but that's what they call marshmallows in yeah. Spanish.
Pelos de monja.
Yeah. Farts that's, of a nun.
That shit is so fucking... like, why would they pick up a marshmallow, eat it, and be like, this is like a nun farting in my mouth? So that's how Catholic they are.
That's what I asked.
Nun farts are delicious.
That's what I asked my mom. I'm like, where, why, and who the fuck thought of this? She's like, I don't know. That's just how it is.
That's just what the fuck it is.
I'm like, why though?
Like all the sayings and shit in America, you can trace them back now with Google, obviously. Yeah. You can find out where the fuck they came from. But there was a thing, one of the main things that I learned, it wasn't a phrase, but it was an action. The action is this, if you could see this on YouTube. This is the action. Now, where this came from...
It's his middle finger.
It's my middle finger, if you can see it. See that? So... When the British and the French were fighting, they had archers. Now, the archers would string their bow, and they would use their right hand to pull and loose the arrows. So, when the... I can't remember if it was when the French would... When the British would win... Or no, okay. So, when the British would lose a volley, and their archers would get captured, the French would cut their middle fingers off so they could no longer string a bow. So if the British won, they would show the French their finger to be like, haha, look, we've got our finger still. So it turned into, fuck you, we've got our finger still.
Yeah.
And then now we just use that. Because I remember Dane Cook, that fucking Comedy Central special, he's like, I wonder if they tried different things. Like, no, no, aha! And it was... And he was like, did they try things like suck my back and shit like that? But it actually came from a place. And I wondered that for many a moon. Mm-hmm. And then this, my friend, he's a full-blooded Navajo Indian. He actually told me that story. And I was like, God, that makes so much fucking sense. And it's so much cooler knowing that it's like, it's not just saying, fuck you. It's saying like, haha, look at this. I'm fucking better. Fuck you. Also at the same time.
Yeah.
Like the phrase fuck you came out of winning volleys in a war. So that was fucking cool. But
like, I got my finger. Yeah, I got my finger.
I've got my finger, you bitch. Then you have things like this. So I wanted to try to use British slang words in Americanized settings. Now I'm going to run through these slang words really quick because they're hilarious. I'm not quite sure on one of the pronunciation of one of them, but it's hilarious. So balls up, pretty easy, which is balls up is like, yeah, dude, his marriage went balls up.
Yeah.
So that's a messed up situation. Then you have wazock, which means an idiot. Legless, extremely drunk. Miffed, which I've heard before. Miffed is like pissed off. Knackered is like, I'm fucking exhausted.
Holy fuck.
Gobby, which just makes me think of Dobby. But
yeah.
Gobby is a loudmouth.
Is a free elf.
Or an offensive, yeah, when you give him a sock.
Yeah.
Collie wobbles.
Jesus.
That's being nervous. Very nervous is you got the collie wobbles, which is so fucking weird. Tosh is nonsense. Daniel Tosh. Nonsense. He's great.
Fucking,
I love Daniel Tosh.
That like fits him so well though, because of Tosh.0.
Oh yeah, nonsense.
Nonsense.
Minted to be wealthy, which I believe should be a rap song. Just saying, someone do it. I don't know who. J. Cole. What's up? Minted, bro. Use it. Make it the new thing.
Handle.
Next album. Forest Hills 2. Minted. That's what you got to do. I mean, they list you like. How they would use it. What was this for wazock? The culture minister called Hillary Clinton a wazock. It's like, that is actually a super good. I might have used that. It's weird. This is like hardcore Republican shit. The Democrats' unprecedented balls up surprised everyone. Their unprecedented fucked up situation. Which one of these would you want to use? Like, if you had to take one of these to like try to introduce into your vocabulary, which one would you think you would
probably
take?
Balls up.
Balls up?
Because my easiest. Entire life had gone balls up until this point.
I wish I could use collie wobbles.
That's so sick.
Because I do get nervous a lot.
Yeah.
But I just can't feel myself saying collie wobbles with
a
straight face.
I can't even do it. I'm going to collie wobble. No.
I got a bad case of the collie wobbles, dude.
Yeah.
Gobby is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, knackered.
Gobble.
Yeah, Gobby. Gobby also makes me think of, like, if you were to jizz in a girl's mouth and she just spit it back on you, just a fat Gobby.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's fucking disgusting.
Bitch, you just fucking hawk a Gobby on me?
She's all...
Yeah, that's disgusting. Don't hawk Gobbies, please.
Yeah, please don't.
Fucking so gross. I will be extremely miffed. See that? I used one.
See what you're saying.
God damn. Wazok, I don't think I could do it because it does not roll off the tongue well.
I like it, though.
I could see a British guy, like, an idiot. Cunt was a fucking Wazok.
A Wazok.
Wazok. How the fuck would they say that?
That sounds like straight Cockney, like...
Yeah. Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Hello. That's the ones that take the fucking H off of everything.
Hmm.
What have we ear? That's how they say it.
Jesus.
What have we ear?
Well, I don't know.
Talk like that, but with a straight American accent.
What?
What have we ear?
What have we ear?
What have we ear?
God.
You fucking Wazok?
You fucking Wazok?
I'm legless and miffed. I'm also knackered, you fucking Gobby.
It's like when a
Hey, I just called you a loudmouth, you fucking Gobby.
It's like when a shitty person shows up to a party, you're like, this whole entire party just went balls up because you're here. Yeah,
see, balls up works because it's kind of like tits up.
Yeah.
That's an American slang. Tits up means like it crashed, like it went down. They're belly up.
Huh.
Belly up is like a business went out of business. They went belly up. Tits up is basically like the lesser version of that. Like, you fucked a situation, that situation went tits up. But balls up is their version. Just like bollocks is another huge British slang word, which just means like balls, but they also use bollocked as like fuck.
Like, that's they bollocks.
Say, yeah, they say like, bollocks. Bollocks. Dude. To you, which means like fuck you. That's kind of what it means.
That's so sick. It sounds so classy, yet it's not. Like,
yeah, for sure. It's the least classy thing. 12 British sayings Americans don't understand. They lost the plot. I haven't seen that in donkey's years.
Jeez.
Quit your whinging. That's an Australian thing, too. He's such a chav. You've thrown a spanner in the works. Let's have a chin wag.
A chin wag? Like a fucking chat?
I think it's a conversation, yeah.
Like a chat.
A chin wag. I'm chuffed to bits.
I'm fucking hard as fuck.
Damn.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's manky?
Oh.
Damn, that sounds like janky, though.
Yeah.
That's good shit. Quit your whinging, dude. Yeah, whinging is like crying. That one's very easy.
Hmm.
He's such a chav. Describe a specific kind of stereotype, a working class person who is loud or brash.
Like a fucking stuck up,
like
blue-collared person?
Tim. Just like a loudmouth working class guy. You've thrown a spanner in the works. There's a wrench in the gears.
Oh.
That's what that means. Let's have a chin wag.
That's so weird. I'm trying to like process all this into like conversations I would have with people I don't speak to.
Chuffed to bits means you're excited about something.
Oh my God. I love that too. Balls up and chuffed to bits.
I'm chuffed to bits, dude. It's chuffed.
If this podcast doesn't have you chuffed to bits.
Yeah. Name of the episode? Come on, chuffed to bits?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That's exciting. Something that is manky is unpleasantly dirty or disgusting.
Huh.
So manky is like janky, because janky's just like busted, ratchet. And then...
janky ass fucking...
But manky is disgusting.
Huh.
That bitch's pussy was...
manky. Right? Oh my God, that sounds like a horrible insult.
Also, we have our...
I get to use that one day, bro.
Oh, for sure. We have our own fucking... we have our own slang word... that we use, which is basically just a fart noise and then saying icky.
Yeah.
So if we use it in an actual sentence, it's, damn, that bitch is icky.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like saying thick, but you're making a fart noise instead of the TH part.
I wish I could remember half the slang words that we made up in jail.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Oh, dude, that's fucking cheesy.
Oh, cheddar, yeah. Cheddar, bruh, cheesy. Grolsch was a fucking huge one. We repeated the word Grolsch because it's a disgusting beer.
And it sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Say it. Try fucking saying that word. It's just gross off the tongue.
Okay, so if someone came up to you and they said, dude, you don't, I mean, they're like, if you go home with that girl, I'm just letting you know, her pussy is grolsch.
Yeah. She's going to be like, fucking hell pussy. Yeah. I like how we fucking enunciate every fucking little
grolsch.
Grolsch.
You have to. I'm going to go grocery shopping. You got to go grocery shopping. That's yeah. what that's an alcoholic going shopping.
Yeah.
Grocery shopping. Write that shit down. Put it on Wikipedia. The still fucking up Wikipedia under one of our fucking terms.
Fucking grolsch.
We invented that shit. And then there was fucking chabugala.
Chabugala, yeah.
It just sounded like a Jewish thing to say. Because I was trying to figure out, like, how does an old Jewish guy talk?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, chabugala. Look at that punim.
The punim.
Yeah. And the really, I was like, I know that they make that throat noise a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's like just funny sounding words. So I was like, okay, punim, lachaim. Chabugala. Chabugala. And then it just turned into chabugala meant like fat ass.
I feel like everything we talk about goes straight to that.
Yeah. If any word ever gets made up, it usually means she got a big old donkey butt. And that came from badonka donk.
Yeah.
But no, it's donkey butt. But it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
No.
If for real, it's a good thing. Oh my God. But
oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Now people know that we're that much weirder than we.
Yeah. I mean, one of the first, like, I went on my friend's podcast on the Philosopher and the Comedian. You can check them out on YouTube and all the same listening platforms as well. It's Mason and Adam's podcast. I was on there and like fucking 10 minutes in, I think I said something about liking the taste of buttholes.
Yeah, I saw that part. I saw the whole thing.
Fuck, man. Because I watched it back just to see how they edited it and like what the fuck was going on. And I look back and I just kind of skipped ahead and it was just at a part where they said something. And Adam's like, I thought you were just about to say that you liked the taste of buttholes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. I don't know what he was saying, but I like the taste of buttholes. And then I was like, psh, I was doing that shit way back in the day. And then, not to be punny, but people are going to shit on me for being so forward with my love of buttholes.
It's a thing.
Like
fuck
we talked
you.
About before, you can't, like, people have feet fetishes and shit like that. You can't really fuck feet, and you can fuck butts. And now it's like... It's like first base, dude. First base is eating a girl's butt.
Yeah. First base now is just a home run.
Yeah. For our home run back in the day is their first base. So if you ate a girl's butt, you were like, damn, that's dirty.
Do you remember that, though? Like, you're all, bro, I got to first base with her last night. Like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh,
remember
what?
Remember how exciting it was to,
oh,
like,
my God. Just to,
when,
like,
you first started, like, actually being interested in girls, and then girls started being interested in you. Like back in elementary school, we used to play truth or dare.
Yeah.
Just to get to kiss girls on the playground. So we'd like go up to our friends and be like, dude, Leonard, listen, I'm going to get Stephanie to play truth or dare with us. I want you to dare me to kiss her.
Dude, there's like,
bro, you're fucking crazy, dude.
In California, in the neighborhood that I was at, there was this girl next door and then a girl at the corner of the street.
Ooh, the girl next door.
The girl
Misha
in the
Cuthbert, bro.
The girl at the corner of the street had like the biggest fucking crush on me. And like, oh, I always remember hearing about it and I'm just like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, and then the girl
wants to crush me?
Yeah. The girl next door, though, like, she would always be over there and she was like a year younger than me. But like, we would sneak in my backyard and we're just making out and shit. And
finger
I was like,
banging.
Dude, I remember doing that and like, and I'd be like, oh my God, what am I, what is these feelings I'm feeling?
Yeah. There was always like super, like, cause you didn't really know what to do at that point. So you'd always want to do weird shit. Like, I'm going to suck on your tongue.
But I watched like, porn like a couple days prior to that. And I was like, this was my opener.
See, I couldn't
do that when I was
in elementary school, bro.
I was watching this thing and like, I got some things to show you.
Yeah.
She's like,
this
really?
This dude's dick was hard.
She's like,
what?
I was like, can I kiss you? She's like, yeah. So I kissed her and I'm like, now open your mouth.
Open
she's
your
like,
legs.
What? And then I was just like
blowing each other's mouth. Just blowing each other's cheeks up back and forth.
Oh my God. And yeah. then we got the hang of it and I was just like, something's just happening to me, yeah. I think.
My dick is tingling right now.
Yeah, this is super weird.
I think I just got AIDS. I'm pretty sure this is how you get AIDS.
Go to my brother. Brother, I got AIDS. What?
Already?
What the fuck?
Because when I was in elementary school, dude, internet was not a thing. In like third grade when the Truth or Dare was happening. Internet came out, like AOL came out and was widely available when I, halfway through my fourth grade. So when I was doing that shit in third grade, I had never really seen anything. 69 wasn't a phrase.
Yeah, I found my brother's pornos.
Yeah, see, my brother was only a few years older than me, so he was not 18 yet. So I didn't really learn anything cool from him. Plus, I ended up surpassing both of my brothers as far as sexual relations with ladies.
Yeah.
I passed them both up. So it was always the younger brother had more experience than the older brother. But that wasn't until I lost my virginity late. Like, I'm always straight up about that. I lost my virginity at 17. I mean, I did stuff at like 15 and 16, like blowies and finger banging. And I think I ate box a couple times.
Finger banging was always the fucking weirdest thing to me. Like, when I first did it,
well, yeah, because
I was like, what?
Literally, you have no idea what to do. You're just like, I just want to put everything in here. Like, can you put Hot Wheels in here? Like, what about this, like, X-Pac action figure? Can he fit in here? And they're just like, sure, dude, fucking. They just open it up. Like, yeah, dude, pop it in there, bro.
Get yeah.
there. I would have, if a girl did that when I was that age, I would have just jizzed out of every orifice of my body, probably. I would just be like, what shot. Is this?
Giggity.
Yeah, I would have passed out.
Yeah.
Blood would have ran from my brain to everything, and my fingers would have got stiff. It would have been ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That
would have been like a Viagra getting stuck in my throat, and I'm like, God, my neck's stiff as fuck right now, dude. I don't know what to do. But
oh my God.
Even back then, before I had ever penetrated somebody, I was like, what are you doing with your butthole? Like, are you using it or?
Yeah, can I be a part of that?
I just want to put my face close to it.
Yeah.
And it was always like, fuck you, no.
You're
that's
gross.
That's where poop, that's an exit only. Fuck you, no, it's not. If it was an exit only, you wouldn't be able to do this. You know what I mean? Come on, guys.
Doctors just, get in there.
This is called science.
Yeah.
This isn't perversion, okay? This is scientific facts.
But let me get this point across really quick. If you think I'm awkward now,
yeah,
I was incredibly awkward back then. Because I remember in like elementary school too, I did this play, right? I was a fucking planet and all of the moons were like the hottest girls in my class.
And you were in what, second grade?
Fifth grade or some shit, fifth or fourth.
Stacked.
Bro, I was just like, oh my God. And then I remember we had to do a fucking, we had to do
fuck
a.
Fuck, am I wearing this stupid planet suit?
Yeah. I had to flex and shit.
But
and
at least you could be hard as a rock in there, dude.
Yeah, they couldn't tell.
And they wouldn't know.
But we had to do a group project later that week or some shit, right? And they're like, all right, everybody pick your group. And all the girls are like, Juan, I want you to be my partner. I'm like, what?
So fucking hard right now.
I had to pick one. I was like, can I? And I didn't know. I'm like, but I had this crush on this one girl. I think her name was. I'm going to say it, dude. Ivana or some shit like that.
Ivanka Trump?
Yeah, it was her.
Damn, you went to school with her?
Yeah, but I had a crush on that chick, and I was like, I'm going to choose you. But I didn't know what to say. I'm like, cool, can you, like, finish the project? Because I don't know what I'm doing here.
I was like, is this project just, like, touching each other's pee-pees and stuff? Did you ever at one point think that girls had wieners? Because I don't recall thinking it.
I don't. Remember that,
because
honestly,
I
don't even think I remembered anyone telling me like girls have different parts than you, and yeah. I'm just like
my dad used to watch like Showtime like porno softcore porn.
That's hard.
When
I'm hard,
yeah, I was. When like my mom wasn't home, my dad would put on like Red Shoe Diaries or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And I'd like walk in the living room because I was playing like Wave Race or Mario 64 or some shit. And then I would come out and look back at the big screen like I'm just grabbing some corn nuts and I'm just staring at the fucking TV. And it's like a girl fucking some guy's belly button. You know how they did it? She's sitting on like a 9-inch fucking pad.
So yeah, yeah.
Bump fucking genitals. And
that's so awkward.
I think that's where I learned it, because they would like show pubes on the girl, but they wouldn't show the even the like the lips. They wouldn't get to that point. It would just be like a down shot from her belly button, and then you just see like some curly cues,
bro.
And then I was like, she doesn't have fucking balls or anything like that. Yeah, like, where's her fuck?
Dick at?
Yeah, like, she have a really small dick or something. Like, this is crazy.
What a bitch.
So I think that was when I figured it out. But I remember when I was 10, I found a VHS cassette box. It didn't have the cassette in it.
It's just the fucking.
It was just the fucking cover. And it was a girl putting one of those concrete yellow parking stoppers up her butthole.
What the fuck?
So you could like see her, because she was kind of like moved to the side, and you could see her vagina on the left, and then the post was like up her ass, because she had her left leg up, and then the post was like going up her ass. And I remember seeing that and almost being scared at first, because I was like, what is this for? Like, what's going on? And then later on, like literally last year, I think, I found out that in that same place, I was in Sacramento, California, when I was probably like 7 when that happened. And it's still a vivid memory. I remember I got it out of the dumpster behind this fucking place, this like apartment complex in Sacramento. My brother told me that there was this guy who offered me like candy or to take me to get ice cream or something like that in a truck. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. That sounds super cool, man. Thanks. And I was like walking towards this dude's truck, and my brother was like, I'm pretty sure we should go inside. So I was like 7. Brian was like 11 or something. So he wasn't very old either, but he was just like, this dude's gonna rape him.
He's gonna put things in your butt.
Yeah. He fucking, yeah. And Brian snatched me up. He's like, nah, bruh. You're going to go inside this place. He never told my mom or anybody. And then last year he was at my mom's house, and I went over there, and he was like, oh yeah, there was this time that this happened. And I was like, whoa, I never knew that. All this time I thought I was undesirable, but I guess I was a cute enough kid to get fucking molested. You know what I mean? I felt pretty good about myself, to be honest with you. Probably not so much if it would have happened. But then again, I've heard that if that type of shit happens, you just kind of forget that it happened. Like, you can block shit out. Like, a lot of shit that happens when you're junked out, your brain kind of is just like, dude, you don't want to remember this. Like, Mason, when a...
Oh, you mean like every fucking embarrassing story much. People have brought up to me? Dude, do you remember when this was happening to you?
Dude, and there's one I'm that like, I no. literally just heard. I went on Mason's podcast on Sunday. So Saturday night he called me, and we were talking for like 2 hours on the phone, and we're still good friends and everything. He's like, we just kind of lost touch because, you know, with what was going on. He's like, but I've always had your back. And he's like, the last time I talked to you, you like posted on Facebook, like, hey, I need money to like buy groceries and get gas and buy cigarettes. And Mason messaged me and he said, hey, I get food stamps, so I can come swoop you up. We'll go get gas in your car.
You were like, nah.
I'll buy you groceries, dude. I have a carton of cigarettes. I'll give you 2 packs of Marlboro Reds. And I was just like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You don't fucking trust me, dude. Just looking like a straight sack of shit. Fuck you, dude. All oily and stinky and shaking. And he was just like, all righty. And then he just stopped talking to me. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, I know that I've witnessed other people do that. I've had other people hit me up and be like, bro, you know how it is. I'm trying to be fucking good and stuff like that, but I'm fucking out of cash and I'm hurting, and I just need to get a pack of cigarettes or something. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll buy you cigarettes. They're like, I was going to go to like this other store, 'cause I could get like I could get a cheaper deal. I'm like, oh, it's cool, bro. I'll drive you. They're like, I'm going to get them. I also need this though. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And they'll always try to like work their way towards, no, just give me the cash money. Like, I need $30 exactly.
Yeah.
Okay? I can't take 25.
There was a fucking point where, like, there's this girl, and I'd hit her up, and she was, I don't know if she was gullible, or she was like, oh, this guy's really nice, and he's kind of cool.
Probably just dumb. Like,
and I was just like, look.
Ignorant of what a drug addict is like.
She knew me and my ex, Sydney.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, yeah, I know her. I'm like, look, we're fucking kind of down and out right now, and we really need, like.
Right now?
Yeah.
We've been kind of down and out for a few years.
Yeah. I was like, we kind of need. I had asked her, I'm like, I need like $60. And she worked at a restaurant, and I'd be like, she'd be like, well, come up here. I'll give you guys some food. And.
Fuck you, bitch.
No, she's like, I'll give you guys some food, and then just. Whatever. I'd get the food in the bag, and she'd be like, check under your bowls. I'm like, what the fuck? And there'd be like $60 in there. I'm like, yes.
I'd go get high as a motherfucker, yeah. Dude, for like, a day.
I have places to stay.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Thank you. Because
you're like, I totally need to get a place at the Motel 6. Like, you've been homeless for 4 years. What are you talking about? Now you need a hotel? Like, yeah, tonight's different.
Yeah, it's different.
The cops told me tonight that I can't be on the street, so
I
need money.
I've made, oh my god, I think it would be way worse when I would like hit up my mom and be like, mom, I need money for food. I had food stamps. I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, I need money for food. And she'd obviously, I never thought I was gonna get the money. She's like, I'll bring you food. So I'd always be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then I'd get the food, and then she'd be like, don't tell your dad.
Oh, and she'd throw.
And I was
money.
Like, okay, cool, fucking just leave and go get
immediately
some fucking dope.
Start texting.
Well, I would already have it set up. I'm like, look, I think I'm going to get some cash right now. And they'd be like, well, if you get it, just come up here and knock on the door.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. And then I just come knocking.
Yeah, there was so many times when the fucking shame that you feel like the moment before you start, before you send that text.
Yeah.
When you click my, and then you start typing, like, what can I say that I haven't? Said a million times.
Said
already.
Everything in the books.
Oh, for
dude.
Sure. Like, I owe money to this guy. He's gonna kill me. I need fucking $80.
Use that.
I need like $60 to pay the rest of my rent. My electric bills. My electric's gonna get shut off. My phone broke. I need to buy a new one. Like every fucking dumb
shit.
Dude,
we should
thing.
Publish a book for
oh, for real. Excuses for heroin addicts.
Yeah.
By Iran and Juan.
Damn.
That's how we have to say it. Iran and Juan.
And, like, we'll sign every book with, like, a spoon pen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We'll use the soot from the bottom of a fucking spoon. We'll scratch it off with a toothpick and write
oh my
with
God.
A rig.
That's fucking horrible.
Dude, that would be so ord.
Yeah, it would. It's got to be used, though.
So ord. Every time I say so ord, I miss Chris D'Elia so much. Like, I was looking, I went to the YouTube homepage, and one of the suggested things was episode, like, 161 of Chris D'Elia's podcast, and it was, like, last posted 6 months ago, and I'm like, fuck, man, it's been 6 months already since this dude has brought joy into my life. Like, when are they gonna let him come back? And I watched another thing that came out, like, 3 months ago, and it was like five perfectly timed stand-up comedy bits, and it was like Anthony Jeselnik, John Mulaney, Eddie Murphy, Bill Burr, and Louis C.K. And then the Louis C.K. bit, it was one of his great bits, the fucking "of course, but maybe" bit.
Yeah,
like
of course, maybe.
Kids that have nut allergies should be protected from nuts, and that needs to be segregated, but. Maybe
if
touching a nut kills you, you're supposed to die.
Yeah.
Of course not. Of course not. Great fucking bit. That one's from Oh My God, I think. That was the one that was. I need to fucking do that goddamn comedy podcast. I've been talking about it for so fucking long, and I have so much to talk about on that front. Because I was going to have you as the first guest, and then probably Eric Helwig, and then Dustin Hadlock.
Yeah.
And then Angelica from This My Jelly, because she's a big fan of a lot of the same stand-up comics. So she probably...
You just got to have her on in general.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't talked to her in a minute, but I for sure want to get her to come on. Speaking of guests, we're going to start having guests on, and we're not going to do it like every single week we have a guest. We're going to try to do it more like every other week we have a guest, and then the weeks in between will just be us, so we can just bullshit and keep it in the same format that we have, because it's nice to just bullshit and not have to worry about asking somebody anything. But then also there's another part of me that, you know, wants to hear other people's life stories and relate and have good conversations. And it's nice to get a fresh set of vocal cords in here and just get more information out. And, you know, funny moments happen when you throw different people in the mix.
Like with, cause Dustin Childress wants to be on, and we're going to have him on. So
absolutely.
It should be what, this next episode or something.
Yeah. December 5th is when we're going to record the next episode. But dude,
isn't that a trip to think, like, we've grown up around these people and they're like coming on to something that we're doing. Like,
yeah, it's nice.
Fucking weird. It's tripping me out. Like,
yeah, Dustin Childress is an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And he has a fight coming up in February.
Yeah. I don't know when exactly, but yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure that out once he gets up on here. So it's November 28th. Yeah. So the beginning of December is when I'm going to get the new camera and the lights and all that stuff. So we'll have a better looking production. I just didn't want to really have people come on while having a less than perfect, you know, at least a lesser resolution camera and no lights and all that stuff. Just want to make it look more professional before I bring people in here to be like, I mean, people have been impressed so far with what we actually built, not having anybody else help us. Because I believe right now we're the only podcast in town that doesn't have somebody else doing it for us.
Yeah. I don't know. I think so, right?
As far as the producer for The Philosopher and the Comedian is also the producer for Now You Listen.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Yeah. It's the same guy, Ryan. He's a great fucking dude. I'm actually going to try to get him on as well. Also, Mason and Adam from the Philosopher and the Comedian podcast want to try to get on. Angelica from This My Jelly. Don't Tell My Parents. The person from that podcast, I talked to them as well.
Trying to get freaking Lucky Borelli on here too, but...
Oh, Lucky will for sure come on.
Yeah.
Lucky's a stand-up comedian in town. He's been doing it for over 4 years. He's coming up on 5 years in stand-up, so he would be a great guest to get on as well. Our good friend Jason Gallo, also, we want to try to get him on.
Damn, Marno Brews.
Yeah, Marno fucking Brews, dude. He has, like, verbal dyslexia unlike anybody you've ever fucking heard. He had the... Marno Brews obviously was supposed to be the words Bruno Mars, mm-hmm. and he said, in all seriousness... Marno Brews.
Yeah.
And we were just like, what in the holy shit fuck was that?
You just did that, didn't you?
Yeah. And then also when he was working with us as a roofer, he said leaking or reeking louves.
Reeking louves.
Instead
of
leaking roofs.
Yeah.
Then also the phrase vomiting violently. I just fucked it up.
Dude, maybe.
violently. He said, violently vomiting, which is pretty good.
Maybe we could, like, when he does come on, we'll just pick, like, some really, like,
tongue twisters.
Yeah, like tongue twisters.
We'll find some tongue twisters and have Jason Gallo read tongue twisters. He was supposed to come on the fucking
the
new Ouija Who Dis episode. Yeah. He was supposed to be on that episode, but he ended up having to work. The reason he was going to be on is because he did not have to work. So that kind of fucked us. He was going to be our second guest ever. We had the great Cheeto Guido, which actually we need to have him on
as well. Yeah, for sure. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, we need to have him actually come to the studio and do it here, since last time video did not fucking work. So we'll actually get good video with Cheeto Guido. So I'll hit him up. I've been kind of going back and forth with him on Instagram, so we'll end up talking to him soon as well. If anybody else has any ideas, or if anybody else wants to come on the podcast, if you have any experience with mental health issues, you yourself or people in your family, drug addiction falls under the category of mental health issues. And
or just fucking outlandish fucking stories. Like,
yeah, anything that you think that the information being out there could spread a positive message, because this is about having that PMA, motherfuckers.
Yep.
It's about having that positive mental attitude.
Yes, sir.
Overcoming some bullshit.
Dude, I've been so on top of that. Good. Like,
that's what just, it's all about,
it
bro.
Makes so much sense.
See, that's like the way that I always did it was kind of like, I'm just not going to give a fuck, because if I let the shit bother me that obviously normally would bother a person, all it's going to do is force me into a negative frame of mind, and I'm not going to want to dig myself back out of it.
Yeah.
If I just kind of let it roll off my back, what is there to overcome? If nothing ever sticks to you,
see, but like,
there's nothing to fight back against.
I've come to the conclusion that, like, yeah, shitty things happen, but if you don't have that fucking PMA and be positive through the bullshit, like, because you're going to learn something from it. That's what I've come to the conclusion of. You're going to learn from the bullshit, but as long as you stay positive through it, you're going to fucking be able to overcome it.
Plus, like, time heals all wounds.
For sure.
The phrase of the day is, this too shall fucking pass.
Ooh.
That's, I swear to God, I'm getting that shit tattooed on my knuckles right here so I can read it. This too shall pass.
That's still waiting on you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I got all the tattoo stuff here. It's not illegal in Arizona to be a scratcher and do home tattoos. You don't need any kind of licensing in Arizona.
Handle that.
You hear that, artists? If you don't have a license, you can come out here and do tattoos and not get tickets for it.
I actually already have a fucking...
crack pipe?
That, well, no, I threw that away last night.
Oh, fuck.
Because I ran out.
God damn it, you were supposed to bring it. You fucking lied to me, dude. Oh, yeah, we got a fucking huge compliment from the Worst Friends podcast.
Yeah.
He sent Juan a message. So, what's up, dude? Aaron, nice to meet you. He sent a message to Juan saying that we reminded him of Matt and Shane's secret podcast, which is, of course, one of my favorite comedians, the Young Bull, Shane M. Gillis, and Matt McCusker, I believe, is the is Matt's last name. The podcast that kind of resulted in Shane Gillis getting hired and fired from Saturday Night Live, which was a huge mistake because Bowen Yang is one of the worst cast members of the past decade, maybe. He's rarely ever in any sketches, and when he is, he's the same character. He's the effeminate, woke, Asian dude. That's every fucking character is the exact same character. They don't utilize him in any other way besides just being that guy.
Yeah.
So they definitely should have at least given Shane Gillis a fucking shot because he is so fucking funny. He literally, anytime I watch his stand-up, it's nonstop. When he's fucking with the crowd, it's hilarious. When it's jokes, it's fucking hysterical. He's just always on. He's got a very, very, very good sense of humor and a very sharp fucking wit. And he's great at fucking roasting people. And what he said, if you go back and just look at what he said, before you judge him and say he's a fucking racist, he made a joke where he said the word chink. And he was talking about a restaurant. It was a bit going between the two of them. He threw out the word chink. SNL went through, combed through his shit. They found that fucking word, and they were like, you're fucking fired, bro. And that's just, it's comedy. You know what I mean? You cannot, if you censor one thing, all things are off the table now. That's why freedom of speech has to be freedom of all speech. I know hate speech is bad, okay? If people are preaching hate and violence, that's obviously, that shouldn't be allowed. But just saying a word in a joking form that would never incite any kind of hate or violence, if that's causing people to lose jobs, we're off fucking base here. Like, comedy cannot take hits like this. Shane Gillis needs to be able to fucking express himself in however he sees fit, because that's his fucking job, is to push the line. If we don't allow our comics to push the line, comedy's going down the fucking drain. Then you're walking around with a bunch of Bill Cosbys. Is that what you want? Because it's not the what the fuck I want. I have a 12-year-old daughter out here. I don't need any more Bill Cosbys or Harvey Weinsteins or Jeffrey Epsteins. I don't need any of these Steens or Cosbys. All right? These fucking Steens are out of control.
Yeah. But thanks for the compliment, man.
Yeah. Back to what I was saying. That was awesome to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it always feels good to get a compliment, and especially about something that's really 100% unscripted, unplanned. We have no fucking idea what we're going to talk about when we start doing this. This is what we would be saying to each other if we were in a truck driving to a job to put a roof on it. This is what the fuck we're saying. We're just kind of compacting it into an hour-ish of a video, and we're sitting in front of lights and cameras and a computer and an interface.
Yep.
So that's really the only difference. And also the guy who created the intro song that I also use as the outro. I'm trying to make my own outro song, but the guy who did the intro song for us, Dustin, DJ D-Wall, he just hit me up today and said that he's starting to listen to our episodes, and he's going to start listening to them while he works. And I was like, we're putting up episode 17, so.
That's crazy.
You'll have all of that to listen to, and hopefully, I mean, he'll catch up with it if he keeps listening. But we appreciate all of the support, no matter how small or how big. If you listen to one episode or all 17, we thank you for it, because this is something that we really enjoy, and it really helps our PMA to
for sure
stay as P as it can be.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a lot of letters in there. You guys break it all up and figure out what the fuck is going on here. But we hope that it does the same for you. If it doesn't, maybe think about it a different way. Try again.
Huh? Yeah.
And then if it still doesn't, go listen to Joe Rogan or,
whatever.
I don't give a fuck what else. It's your life. You know what I mean? I can't force you. Just go do something else.
But look at this. Look at these faces.
Yeah, dude.
Look at him.
Come on. You'll be able to see him way better once I get a better camera. So the next episode, next time you see us, we'll be under flashing lights.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Kanye song?
Yes. No. Yes. I don't know.
It was the beginning of Nip Tuck, and I'm pretty sure Kanye did it. Flashing lights. Like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember who the fuck it
was. Fuck! You're supposed to know everything about hip-hop.
I don't fucking know. I didn't really like Kanye that much, especially recent Kanye.
Well, no. Yeah, I only liked the first two.
Yeah, that was it.
The college, what was it?
In the night, something, something.
The coldest story ever told. Yeah, that one was good.
Hard.
Oh, when it all falls down. Ooh. Oh, when it all. That was a good one. Yeah, and then. Through the wine. Yeah, that was a good one. Through the Wire. Damn. Yeah, Kanye had some fucking bangers, dude. But no, you can't be president. I'm sorry, but I don't want another person with bipolar, you know? I don't want another bipolar in office. But I also don't want someone with dementia.
But look where that got us.
No shit. Hey,
whatever.
How about we all just let Tulsi give it a shot? You know what I mean? What do we got to lose? She's pretty right down the middle, guys. What the fuck? Joe Biden's only going to do 4 years. You hear that?
He can't fucking.
He's not going to run for a second term.
No?
No.
This is planned.
He's not going to be able to fix anything.
That's it, bro.
In 4 years.
Bring out the tinfoil hats right now.
Let Tulsi try it. Fuck, we could have let Bernie come in.
Suspect. That's all I'm saying.
For real.
It's just real suspect.
All of it.
You fucking fought just to become president.
For one term?
Just for one term. Hasn't almost every president been like, I'm running for a second one, bro?
And all of them except four got it in. Trump was the fourth, I think, incumbent president to lose re-election.
Sus.
Yeah. Sussy.
Yeah.
For sure. That shit is icky.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed I don't have my tinfoil hat on right now.
I'm not allowed to have tinfoil.
Yeah, me either. Me either. I'm in recovery.
The drug issues, tinfoil is a trigger for me. So,
see, dude, yeah, really quick before we get off, my mom was like, put some tinfoil on that. Oh, you're that was
my pants.
That was easy.
My toy pants.
My mom was like, put some foil on that pan. I'm like, you got to put it shiny side down, mom. Mm-hmm. And my niece was laughing because she knew what I was like referencing.
There's chemicals on the shiny side.
My mom was like, what? Oh, why? Nothing. Nothing?
If you put it over food, are you supposed to put the shiny side up?
I have no fucking clue.
Is the dull side supposed to be on the food? Because the dull side's what you put the heroin on.
No fucking clue.
So is that supposed to be what's on the food?
Isn't that ridiculous? We don't even fucking know.
No, I have no idea how to use tinfoil sides for heroin.
Fuck.
That's where I went to culinary school, was the culinary school where they taught you how to use foil to smoke heroin and make weed pipes.
Oh, my God. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. But hey.
You remember when you'd make, like, pizza pockets or whatever the fuck? You just put the fucking foil on. You wouldn't give a fuck.
No, I would never think that there were two sides.
Hmm.
But then once you start doing that, and then the first time you put it on the shiny side, they're like, what are you doing, you fucking moron?
Fucking idiot.
You noob bitch. Like, God, I don't even want to do this anymore. Yeah. No, please.
Yeah.
Just keep spending your money.
Yeah. Can I get some needles?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You don't want to use this foil, dude. You want to use rigs. It's way safer.
Yeah. It's way more addictive.
Yeah. You do get way more sick shooting up.
You do want to be cool, though, right?
Yeah. You want to be a cool guy and have track marks and dark circles under your eyes and blood dripping down your forearms and off your fingertips.
I remember a picture we took for, Roxy.
Oh, yeah.
When she was, like, still pregnant, and I just had a fucking track going up my arm.
Fuck, dude.
We're taking professional fucking pictures in this. I'm just like, yeah, dude, for sure.
Remember Swayze?
Oh, my God.
Fucking, with that,
what was it?
Fucking,
Herbie.
Yeah, Herbie.
Yeah.
He had this just black dead fucking vein in his arm. He's like, oh, that's Herbie.
Yeah,
that's how we talked. Herbie. That's exactly how we fucking talked.
Like this?
Yeah. It's Herbie. Fucking Herbie. Patrick Swayze's gay brother. I can't say his first name. No.
Oh, no.
I'll cut that out. Don't worry about that.
Swayze. Yeah. Fuck.
Patrick Swayze's gay brother, blank Swayze.
Oh, my God.
That's what you should have said.
You fucking set me up for that one, bro.
I did. But I figured you would know not to say his fucking name. Not a big deal. It's really easy to cut that shit out. I wonder if I can download a bleep sound. Anyway.
You should. Just bleep it. That'd be funny.
Anyway. Thank you guys for watching. Honestly and truly, we really love doing this, and we want to continue and want to have more and more people pay attention and watch and interact and send messages and dick pics and fucking whatever, you know? Yeah. Do whatever you want. But check out the rest of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like and subscribe, please. It really does help us, and we want to be able to say that we're the number one podcast in Lake Havasu. Sorry, Mason. It's a it's a game. We gotta do. We gotta play the fucking game.
And don't comment hate the play, down hate the game. Below.
Yeah, comment like down here somewhere, and then
right here,
and then like around these areas. There's gonna be a box, and then over here there's gonna be like a circle. And that's where you're going to click to subscribe, and then you'll click over here to watch a video right here. So when those pop up, click one of them, or the box that pops up in that corner at the very beginning. You should have clicked it then.
Yeah.
Or, go back and click it. I don't know. I don't even know which one it is. It's just whatever YouTube decides to put up there. So
you didn't even see my hand right there. I thought my hand was in frame, but it's not.
He's all, look at there my hand is. Over here, dude. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Here it
you
is.
Can't see that. But anyway. Thank you for watching Still Fucking Up Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Still Fucking Up. Fucking hell.